Journal of Neurosurgery Pediatrics, which released the results from the MOMS trial regarding the need for a shunt after fetal surgery for mild meningocele compared to the need for a shunt after children treated after birth with mild meningocele closure. The original study, the Management of Mild Meningocele Study, or MOMS trial for short, began in 2003 and was completed in 2011, and was actually stopped prematurely because of the efficacy of the fetal surgical approach. The results of that study showed that fetal repair of mild meningocele decreased the ravishing effects on the exposed spinal cord before birth, and also reversed the hindbrain herniation, that's a key feature of the Arnold Chiari malformation that leads to hydrocephalus. So babies treated before birth compared to those treated after birth had a markedly decreased need for a ventricular peritoneal shunt to treat hydrocephalus, and also at 2.5 years of age had increased motor function, including the ability to walk independently. The MOMS trial was stopped prematurely before full enrollment because the efficacy of fetal surgery compared to postnatal surgery was shown, and it would not have been ethical to not allow women to choose fetal surgery as a treatment option if they were fetal surgery candidates. The results of the one-year full cohort of children at that age with regard to shunts and risk factors for shunts is the basis of the publication released today in the Journal of Neurosurgery and Pediatrics. The findings confirmed the findings from the MOMS trial that were published 4 years ago in the New England Journal of Medicine. And furthermore, there was stratification of risk for shunt with prenatal surgery based on the size of the ventricles before birth. Those fetuses with ventricles that were less than 10 millimeters in size, which is normal, only had a risk of 20% need for a shunt at the time of birth. For those fetuses with ventricles between 10 millimeters and 15 millimeters in size, the risk for a shunt after birth was 45%. And for those with ventricles greater than 15 millimeters in size, they had a shunt rate of 79%, which approaches the 85% or so risk for children requiring a shunt after postnatal repair. So there appeared to be, for those patients with severe hydrocephalus diagnosed before birth, to be no benefit in terms of the need for a shunt after birth. However, fetuses with mild meningocele may have other benefits for fetal repair, including improved motor function and the ability to walk, so that this study does not address those findings, and these findings will be addressed in the 2.5 year cohort of children, which are now complete and will be published at a later date. This is just one paper after the MOMS trial focused on shunt rates for children by 1 year of age. Other studies that will be coming out will be maternal risk factors in the full delivery cohort, the neurodevelopmental and motor function paper at 2.5 years of age, the urology paper, which is done as a separate study, which will soon be coming out in publication form, and other sorts of follow-ups in terms of neonatal follow-up, maternal psychological follow-up, maternal risk factors. So a whole panoply of studies will spring from the original MOMS trial study. We also recently published a post-MOMS trial cohort of 100 fetal surgery patients from the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, which confirmed the results of the MOMS trial. In many areas had improved results compared to the trial, and we look forward to further publications based on our large clinical experience. Thank you for your attention.